وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ حُلِيِّهِمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا اتَّخَذُوهُ وَكَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ.
And in the absence of Moses, peace be upon him, his people made the image of a calf from their ornaments, which lowed. Did they not observe that it could neither speak nor give them any guidance? And still they made it an object of worship. They were indeed wrongdoing. And still they made it an object of worship. They were indeed wrongdoing.
Their cow worship was another manifestation of the Israelites' slavish attachment to the Egyptian traditions at the time of the Exodus. It is well known that cow worship was widespread in Egypt. The Israelis were so deeply influenced by this practice that no sooner had their prophet left than they made for themselves the image of a calf to worship.
وَلَمَّا سُقِطَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ وَرَأَوْا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ ضَلُّوا قَالُوا لَئِنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا وَيَغْفِرْ لَنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
And when they were afflicted with remorse and realized that they had fallen into error, they said, "If our Lord does not have mercy on us and does not pardon us, we shall be among the losers."
وَلَمَّا رَجَعَ مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا قَالَ بِئْسَ مَا خَلَفْتُمُونِي مِنْ بَعْدِي أَعَجِلْتُمْ أَمْرَ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَلْقَى الْأَلْوَاحَ وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ قَالَ ابْنَ أُمَّ إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ اسْتَضْعَفُونِي وَكَادُوا يَقْتُلُونَنِي فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَاءِ فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَاءَ وَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
And when Moses, peace be upon him, returned to his people, full of wrath and sorrow, he said, "Vile is the course you have followed in my absence. Could you not patiently wait for the decree of your Lord?" And he threw down the tablets of the law and took hold of his brother's head, dragging him to himself. Aaron, peace be upon him, said, "My mother's son, the people overpowered me and almost killed me. So let not my enemies gloat over me and do not number me among the wrongdoing folk."
قال رب اغفر لي ولأخي وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين.
Thereupon Moses, peace be upon him, said, "O Lord, bestow forgiveness upon me and my brother and admit us to your mercy, for you are most merciful of the merciful."